Hello, everyone. Welcome to Carolina Perspective. I'm Sherry Bernardi. It's Girl Scout cookie time, and my guests are here to talk about this year's cookie sales and where the money goes, and to also describe how wonderful these cookies are, because we wait for them every year. Donna Lee is the Communications and Marketing Director for the Girl Scouts of Eastern South Carolina, and she brought an actual Girl Scout with her, which I think is kind of a first, Donna.
It is.
Please welcome Isela Reyes to the airwaves. She is a Girl Scout. Wonderful for you to be here.
Hello.
Oh, hello. She's a fire. She's a powerhouse from what I understand.
She is.
Anyway, we are going to get to meet Isela and also talk about this time of year. Donna, you know, lots of people wait for this time of year. Girl Scout cookies. Are the rank and file Girl Scouts, the Scouts of all ages, ready for this?
Absolutely. They are more than ready for this.
They are on go.
And we've got tremendous news for you about this year's cookie sale.
Okay.
We are the only council out of 111 councils nationwide that are keeping the cost of cookies at $4 a box. We call it still $4.24. $4 a box.
That is awesome. Well, you know, that's not the story with most everything else out there. So if we can save money and still enjoy a treat that only comes around once a year, then that is a great thing. How'd you manage to swing that?
We've got an incredible CEO and product sales manager who I'll call her the cookie boss, who's over all things cookie.
The cookie boss.
And they managed everything so well, and the girls did so tremendously well with the sales last year. Number one, top seller for our council.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, in the nation.
Yeah.
So we were able to keep prices at $4 a box. Other places are going to be, I don't know, $5, $6, California, $10 a box.
Oh, my gosh.
Good for all of us.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, toot your own horn on this, because who cares about California? I shouldn't say that, but yeah, who cares about California? We care about the Girl Scouts here,
right?
In Eastern South Carolina. Do we know how long Girl Scouts have been selling cookies, or the origin of that? I've kind of sprung that on you.
Yeah, because I'm not prepared for the question, and I don't know the correct answer. We've been around as an organization since 1912. I want to say the cookies started in, I don't know, 30s, 40s, 50s. Yeah. 50s sounds about right.
And I'm thinking they probably, being girls of that era, probably went home and baked them and then set them out themselves. But now they're manufactured. They are boxed beautifully. You can recognize a Girl Scout cookie box a mile away.
Oh, yes.
And they're done very well. So, I get, you know, it's evolved. And
it has.
And even though, you know, your aunt may bake great cookies,
there is nothing like a Girl Scout cookie.
There is nothing like a Girl Scout cookie. I was just online here. If you look over my shoulder, looking at all the cookies, and they photograph well, too. If you're not into eating them, you might want to take pictures of them, because they look really good.
And you can donate them, too.
You can donate them, absolutely. So so Girl Scouts have aligned themselves with cookie sales for, let's just say, forever.
Decades.
Decades.
Yes.
Decades. And the cookies have some real fans out there, and I'm thinking still there are those that just give me the Thin Mints. That seems to be the favorite, right?
Right.
Or and is that the best seller?
I think it is, and it may even trade off sometimes with the, what am I thinking is the next popular, the Samoans or Caramel Delights?
I call them Samoans.
Well, the Thin Mints are like the number five cookie in the country. And
at any time.
At any time. And I think it's crazy because we don't sell those year-round. All the other cookies are sold year-round, and we only sell them for about 6 to 8 weeks. So the fact that we sell cookies for such a short periods of time and we are able to have Thin Mints as the number five in the country, I think it shows how amazing our cookie sales go every year.
Now you are listening to an actual Girl Scout that Donna brought in, Isela Reyes. And you are, what, 16?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are in school, obviously. You want to tell the school you go to?
I go to Ashley Ridge High School.
Ashley Ridge High School. And so you were able to get out of classes today.
Yes, ma'am.
To talk about cookies to five of our finest radio stations in the area. Well, that's very cool. How many years have you been a scout?
I've been in Girl Scouts for 11 years.
Oh, okay. So you started, were you a brownie? Is that where you started?
I was a daisy. So daisies can start at 5 years old.
Okay. Is it daisy and then brownie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Because I don't think there were daisies when I was a scout. I think it just went right into brownies. So why do you like the Girl Scouts? What do you find there that maybe you wouldn't find just hanging out with your friends?
Well, you just make so many new friends with Girl Scouts, and the opportunities that come up, like come with it, is just so amazing. Like, if I wasn't a Girl Scout, I wouldn't be able to go to camp. I wouldn't be able to be a CIT. I wouldn't have all the opportunities that I've had just not being a Girl Scout.
What is CIT?
Counselor in training. So this year I'm going to be a JC, which is a junior counselor, at our summer camps.
So you're going to counsel other Girl Scouts
at
camp. Wow. this is, you know, you're just so far and away like a better Girl Scout than I was. I was just, where are we camping this year? When is the date? We going if it rains? You know, that's all I cared about. I just wanted to be out doing stuff. But you, I won't say it's like a second job, but I think you seem like you take scouting a little more seriously than just, hey, we get to go camping, you know?
Well, this year I was able to be the delegate for our council. So I went to Florida to help make the decisions for the council.
And that was on a national level?
Yeah.
National
so
level.
Each council had what? One or two delegates? And you were the delegate for our council nationwide.
So you are very involved in scouting.
Yes, ma'am.
I got to say, Donna, I wasn't ready for this caliber of scout to talk to today.
Raising the bar.
Raising the bar for sure. Are you a good cookie salesperson?
I'd like to think so. I have a whole bag full of 50 cookies ready to sell for school today.
She's got like a whole tote bag that I don't know how heavy that thing is.
It's very heavy.
But you haul that thing around to classes all day?
Yeah. Eventually it gets lighter. People usually buy pretty fast, so.
Oh, yeah. And especially with the price cut we get here in the area. So your classmates must love seeing you come down the hallway with a huge honking bag of cookies.
I make posts everywhere, and I'm like, I take card, I take cash, I take check, and I take orders and bring them to school.
You know what? When cookie time came, when I was getting my parents said, my dad would say, I'll bring this to work and sign people up. Okay, my job is done now. And then I would just have to wait for cookies to be delivered, and then my dad should have had the Girl Scout uniform on, actually, because he was the one doing really all the work. But Donna, is this kind of participation, I mean, I know that scouts are great and the girls like to get involved, but this seems like a Girl Scout that will blossom into working for the organization, like, long after this.
Right. We are talking a whole other level.
Yeah.
Right? And you can see on the website that you pulled up, the Girl Scout program teaches the girls five skills. Goal setting, money management. Help me out here.
Money management, decision making, people skills, and business ethics.
Right. And they're told, but you're told, as a Girl Scout, to treat this as running your own business. So it's the biggest and best entrepreneurial program in the world.
It sounds like it. And especially, I mean, you can call it anything you want, when it catches the imagination of someone like Isela, well, then you know it is working. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Donna Lee. She is the Communications and Marketing Director for Girl Scouts of Eastern South Carolina. And a very active Girl Scout with her, 16-year-old Isela Reyes. And she is into the Girl Scout. She's a participant, I guess, to the max. And you look forward to cookie selling every year.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes, which is why I have to bring a whole bunch to school, is right now it's wrestling season, so I wrestle, and it's kind of hard coming with to have time for booths. So the way I sell so many cookies is because of school, is because of work that I bring my parents the forms to. The ways I have to sell now, I have to think of like more ways instead of just booth, 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 because I don't have time for that with wrestling. Like, obviously, I will take the time that I have, but not obviously not all the time. I don't have all that time.
Right, right. Well, you sound like an active student, too. You have a lot going on. You're a student athlete. Are your grades pretty good?
My grades are pretty good. I have A's and B's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that as high as it goes? No. That's fantastic. Wow. I was not... You are the example of, like, today's Girl Scout, from what I can see. From all the times I have talked to Donna and the head of the Scouts here about, you know, Girl Scouts and you know, the purpose of it, the meaning of it, what it can do for a young girl. You're taking full advantage of all of that, isn't she, Donna?
She is a stellar example. And then I'll let you talk about it a little bit. You are in wrestling, and you wrestle girls and boys, both, right? So talk about stepping out of your comfort zone.
No kidding.
And into a whole other world. She's got the courage to do that and the strength and the skills to pull it off with championship moves.
No kidding. Well, why wrestling?
Well, my brother did wrestling, and watching him kind of just made me like the sport and decide to do it. I think Girl Scouts actually helped a lot with that because, like, the strength. You have to carry cookie boxes every single year.
You've got to work up your strength.
You have to talk to people, like, that you wouldn't normally talk to sell them cookies. You have to interact with so many different people, and I think all those skills that you take from Girl Scouts, you can apply to other things.
Obviously. And again, what Donna just mentioned is the wrestling thing. You step out of your comfort zone, you know, on a personal level, personally, but that must send a nice ripple effect through everything, how you approach teachers or lessons or, you know, your studies and sports. Because that can't be easy at first. I mean, when you took that step out of the so-called comfort zone just because, oh, my brother's wrestled. Well, you know, my brother did a lot too. It's nothing I would want to do. But you were able to observe and then make that jump. Do you realize a lot of people aren't, you know, it's hard for them to do that. Was it difficult for you at all?
At the beginning it was. I came in newing a couple things because of my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that helped me a lot. But also being able to make jumps as well. Like, I feel like if my brother was like, I want to join Girl Scouts, he would know exactly what to do because of the fact that he's seen me do it for 11 years.
Are you all a pretty good team as far as brother and sister go?
Argument-wise,
I know.
No,
there's
but
that,
other than that, yes.
There's always that little rivalry thing. So when it comes to, we ticked these off a moment ago, Girl Scouts and the cookie sales, goals, decision-making, money management, people skills, business ethics. Do you learn or use all those in cookie sales?
Yeah, you use them in cookie sales. You use them in the way you...
Wrestling?
In wrestling, in the way you speak to people, the way you present yourself. It's just, you use those skills in so many different ways. And, I mean, I like to use this as an example. When I was little, I think I was so good at math because counting by fours with
and
Girl Scout cookies.
She's good at math, too. Oh, my gosh.
Like, counting by fours with Girl Scout cookies has always just been easy for me. Because it's like, oh, you want 5 boxes, that's $20. You want 7 boxes, that's $28. And I think the skills that you learn from Girl Scouts, just you can, like, add on to anything you do in life.
Do you remember the first time you sold, you were tasked with selling cookies and you were like, oh, I have to sell these cookies. I hope I sell some.
So,
because you can't have been this confident from the very start.
I was not. I did not like talking to people, and I was just like a nervous kid. Like, I'd hide behind my parents. I wouldn't want to ask, like, go up to them and be like, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? That wasn't me. But, like, as the years started adding on, as I started doing it more and more, the confidence I gained from it just, like, grew as well.
And do you find that, I think we've said that being in Scouts kind of enhanced that confidence, and not just from the very start, but it's still doing that for you? Being in Scouts is giving you that confidence and the step aside, I can do this kind of attitude.
Yeah, and I think it definitely is. And I feel like it'll be something that I'll always have. Like, if I didn't learn to be that confident at such a young age, I would not be talking to you right now on a radio show.
Wow, yes, you're pretty confident for a 16-year-old. And that's refreshing, because we all see ourselves as we'd like to be, and we sometimes you hit that mark and sometimes you don't. I think you hit it. I really do. So when did cookie sales start, and where are you in the box count of how many you've sold?
Cookie sales started Saturday.
Oh, so pretty new.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've sold about 40 boxes just on school alone. I haven't done any booths yet. So just for school, I've sold about 40 boxes.
Do you think you do better in booth sales or running into kids in the hallway at school?
Honestly, sometimes running into kids at hallways sells more than I do at cookie sales.
What about teachers? Are they good customers?
They are. Sometimes we do have other Girl Scouts that go to school and they're like, oh, I already bought from other people. But I mean, it's fine because it's all going to the same organization and the Girl Scout community.
Are you the only student in your school selling Girl Scout cookies?
No, we have, I think, four others that I could name off the top of my head.
Four? You gotta bump them off. Like, and do they work the way you do, or?
They do. They bring their cookies to school, and I see them working and selling cookies as well, and I think it's great that they're doing that as well, because I know, like, in elementary school, I would not have done that thing. Like, now that I'm doing it now, I'm realizing how much I've kind of grown from it.
Yeah. I think it's extraordinary. I think that is a great idea to try to sell them at school. I don't know how many other Scouts do that, but that's a great idea. Who's hungrier for cookies than young people at school walking around the hallways going, I'm starving. Oh! Let's go see Isella. She's got cookies.
Especially this week. It's EOC week, the testing. A lot of people are just so tired and fed up of testing, staying in their classes for so long. I think this week is definitely a good week to start selling.
Yeah, well, good luck. I want to talk to Donna a little bit. With all this money rolling in due to cookie sales, what does the money go toward?
The money stays local. And it goes back to the girls and their troops. The money's used a lot of times for community service projects by the troop. Trips, like they want to take a trip to Juliet Gordon Lowe's birthplace in Savannah.
Not far from here.
Right. The train trip to Savannah is very popular. And it stays local. That's the most important thing. And as far as the sales go, the reward structure for the Girl Scout cookie program is amazing, because you and I might have gotten a plastic pig or stuffed bear.
Yeah, I know. A stuffed animal. Oh, I'll treasure it for always. But
the opportunities these girls get with their sales, I'll let you talk about it a little bit.
So the girls... When you sell 3,200 boxes, you can go on a cruise. When you sell 6,000...
Whoa, 3,200?
Yeah. So our top seller.
Are your classmates that hungry?
They might be.
They might be.
Our top seller, usually she sold 10,000 last year. The last 2 years, actually, 10,000 boxes of cookies.
What does that get you?
The year before it was a trip to New York, and this year it was a trip to California.
That's amazing. I mean, you're a young person selling cookies, and here's a ticket. You're going to California.
Yeah, and I correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that they are stacked rewards. Like if it's this much to get a week at camp, you do that, but you've sold twice that, so you're at the next level for the next reward. You go on to that. So it's not like, oh, well, you've already, you know, gotten the reward for this. That's your cutoff point. You just keep going.
Yeah. So our highest award is the big trip. So let me use last year's as an example, California. After that, you had the cruise. You had a trip to camp. You had like a drone, I believe. And then at the beginning, you have like patches, stuffed animals. You get everything below that. You get your trip and you get every other thing that you've earned.
So when do you get like a free ride at college? When does that kick in?
You can actually get scholarships through Girl Scouts with your gold award and just how much of an impact you make on the Girl Scouts can lead you to get scholarships for college.
You are really into this. And I shouldn't, you know, Donna, I shouldn't say that because you want the rank and file, the girls in Scouts to be enthusiastic and want to be there and feel good about it and everything. But I've never met a Scout like her.
She is so impressive. So impressive.
I've never met one like it. I mean, this is pretty, again, we're talking about, you know, how young girls, and I don't want to stereotype. I know there are some marvelous young people, but sometimes, you know, that age can be kind of, and she knows that. She's looking at me now. She knows that. You know,
she's very committed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And sometimes, you know, something's cool one day and it sucks the next. And, you know, that kind of attitude. Because we're dealing with, you know, young people. And they can be, you know, y'all can flip one way or the other on any given day. But this is a dedicated Scout.
Absolutely. And all of the things that she's doing right now, that you're doing right now, will help you on job applications, your applications for college. People, Girl Scouts often use their Girl Scout cookie sales experience as experience, and your camp counselor experience as well will go on your resume when you apply for college or certain jobs.
That's pretty. That's really something. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, your family has been there for you, but do you get some of this confidence just being a Scout?
100%. Like I said, talking to people has improved a lot. I feel like strength as well, carrying all those cookies, carrying a big bag of cookies to school
every day. It takes some
dedication,
Isilla.
Yeah.
It does.
What was I going to say? Like, feel like the way I carry myself has improved, the way I handle money, everything. I feel that the five main things that Girl Scouts look at, try and improve, have improved through Girl Scouts.
I know you're just 16, but have you thought of a career path?
Yeah. So I want to major in public relations and I want to minor in musical theater.
Well, public relations, you obviously are not, you speak right up and you got those people skills. And so we can trace some of that back to Scouts, can we?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Donna.
I know. I'm blown away. I'm impressed. I've got this big, silly grin on my face.
She really does.
Because it makes my heart full. This is the people that are involved in Girl Scouts in any way, shape, or form, whether it's volunteer or employee of the council. This is what brings it full circle for us. This is the pulse and the heartbeat of Girl Scouting, and it's so inspiring.
Oh, it's got to be.
They inspire me every day.
It has to be. And I know that people in general and Girl Scouts, everybody's on their own path. And I'm sure, I'm sure your fellow scouts, are wonderful. It's they should learn from you. Should I say that?
Absolutely, sure.
Because you've for someone who's 16, kind of come into your own. It seems like for 16, and you have a lot further to go. I mean, the sky's the limit, and you're also a good salesperson for Girl Scout cookies. What's your favorite?
Ooh, my favorite is probably actually the gluten-free one. I feel like as being a Girl Scout for so long, the cookies to me is like, they're good, but every time we get a new one, I feel like that turns into my favorite.
Uh-huh.
This gluten-free one, it became a new recipe, and it's like, sometimes you just need a chocolate chip cookie. Like, and I think it's really good.
Truer words were never spoken. Yes. Sometimes you just need chocolate chip. The cookie sales, Donna, go from now till when?
Mid-March, March 17th.
March 17th.
And people can text the word cookies to 59618, and it'll ask you to type in your zip code and lead you to a booth located near you.
I was playing around on the computer before you all arrived and put in my zip code. And saw all the places around me and times. So there is no excuse to miss out on Girl Scout cookies. If you're looking for them, if you're waiting for them, you wonder, where do I run into Girl Scouts? I'm not going to go to Ashley Ridge High School and try to find Isela, although I could, I guess. Where do I find cookies? The website or... What did you say? Text the word cookie to 59618.
You got it.
And
that's exactly it.
And that's how you have it. So what is there has to be a goal this year as to how many your council or district plans to sell.
I don't know that number. Do you happen to know it? No, we don't know that number.
We'll put it at as many as possible. Because that's a good number.
Yeah, I like that number. That's a nice round number.
There's no limit there. There's no limit there. But the website is so colorful and full of information. If you have a daughter or a young person in your family that you want to get them involved in an organization, Girl Scouts is a great organization to sign up with.
Absolutely. And as far as the expense of extracurricular activities go, it's mm-hmm. a great bang for the buck. Very affordable.
Yes, yes. Do y'all wear uniforms now? I can't remember.
We do. We do wear uniforms.
Is it the green one?
Well, as you go up in grade level, you have different, rankings in a way.
Yeah, like...
beige,
khaki, right?
Yeah, khaki.
Oh, okay.
Daisies are blue, brownies are brown, juniors are green, and then the rest up there is khaki.
See, I shouldn't even ask that because it's really, I was a scout a long time ago. Anyway, we are out of time. I want to thank Donna Lee. Always a pleasure to see you, dear. See, we try to sound so formal now, but we go way back. She is the communications and marketing director with the Girl Scouts of Eastern South Carolina and Isela Reyes.
Yes.
Ashley Ridge High School cookie salesperson extraordinaire. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
Good luck this year. Donna, always a pleasure. And I hope you're going to leave some cookies here before you leave.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. That's all I need to know. Thank you.